So let's just see what Rodney Eade has to say. The press has just started. Here's the Suns coach.
Hi, children. And I think to the kids' credit, I think they really kept contesting, and I think it was a positive. They really stuck at their task. So there were some positives to come out of it. It was just really in the end coming over here, with, as I said before, with a real age and game, I suppose, deficit. And I think in the end a talent deficit that made the difference.
How do you think those four blokes responded? Bunnell seemed to start very strongly.
I thought Bunnell was pretty good. He got a knock on his knee just before three-quarter time, but already just made the sub, so that was a bit unfortunate. So we obviously played down the last quarter, which is a real credit to our guys to be able to fight back that last quarter and win the last quarter with a player down. So that was pleasing from a coaching point of view. But I thought Bunnell obviously was the best of the four of them. I thought he played quite well.
The actual kicking, Robin, is that a major concern?
I think it's been a major concern for years, yeah. You know, we were last or second last year, so we changed things up at half time. We had a bit more of a contested game the first half, and we probably had one less forward, and they were making it difficult to score, but we were able to not hold them, but we're 4 or 5 down at half time, or no, 5 or 6. So we changed it up to try and be able to score to give us a chance to win. So their experience and their running ability able to expose us then. And I think they lifted and contested ball. They were able to win the stoppages, which we were clearly in front of. So that exposed us. So we went back to the last quarter of the way we wanted to play in the first half and able to go okay and use the ball a little bit better. But yeah, it is a concern. And when you've got so many players who can use the ball, they're out of the side. I mean, it just exposes guys that you're asking them to play roles that they're probably not used to. And with the ball being greasy, we did turn it over a bit.
So that third quarter, are you riding that off purely on the guys that are not here that are out of the
line? No, not really. I think we'll have to scrutinise it heavily, and it's more about education. There's obviously mistakes we made, but we tried to protect the defence the first half, getting a player to drop off at certain times and at stoppages. That exposed us when it got in their forward 50 to be able to get it out. Our forward structure lost a bit, so we sort of tried to equalise that after half time. But that exposed our defence once West Coast lifted in that contested ball area. So unfortunately, it didn't work. So I think inexperience hurt the defenders then, and panicked a little bit at times. Certainly our ball use, as you said, wasn't great as well.
Just on the injuries, sorry, I mean, it's a young side as it is, but has it gotten to the point where that much quality out of the side, it kind of breaks you back in a sense?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. And that's what you feel for the young players who are asking to probably play out of their experience and depth a little bit, the role some of them have got to play. Another Jesse Lonigan, it was his third game of defence. We've spoken about Shade and Leslie. Now they're third games. So they were asking players to do enormous roles. The positive side would be a good learning curve for them. And I think the character, especially those three I mentioned, but there's some others as well, that they'll learn from that. Certainly from our point of view, we'll take it as a positive and a chance to grow. With so many players out, we lost Lynch again, and whether Bunnell comes up next week, and we've got another player injured, and obviously we lost, and we made 4 changes, another 2 pulled out before the game. So we're getting thin on the ground, to be honest. But we've just got to maintain the confidence, and now we've got to get something out of every week that we've got, and we've got to try and grow with that. The players are disappointed, so obviously the magnitude of the loss. But it was really that one quarter that was really poor. But we've got to have to regroup. No, there's nothing saying in the rule book for people to feel sorry for us. So we've got to regroup and hopefully get some players back next week.
It's a tough month you got ahead.
Got a really tough month. Yeah. And that was starting tonight, because we knew. I mean, any team comes over here and plays West Coast or Fremantle at home, I mean, it's always a tough game. And you have a look at GWS, who were flying, and they scored 4 goals. We were able to score 6 and didn't play very well. So from that aspect, there's a positive to take out of it. So you're looking for positives to feed the players. But we've got a tough month. Starting with West Coast this week, the 5 games we're playing with the top 5 teams in the competition where they were on the ladder at the moment. So it's tough without our players, but we've got to hang in there. We've got to show some resilience. I think most of the players did tonight. I was disappointed in a few players who didn't. They seemed to drop their heads at times. So that's just a learning curve that's not acceptable at AFL level. But I think generally, we actually dug in. We went 100 down at three-quarter time. We were able to resurrect something in the last quarter. So that showed a little bit of character of the young group.
Rodney Eade there, the coach of the Gold Coast Suns. Let's go straight into the Eagles' rooms where it's all...